Who now, for example, thinks of George Crabbe? He was a famous poet in his day, and the world recognized his genius with a unanimity which the greater complexity of modern life has rendered infrequent. He had learnt his craft at the school of Alexander Pope, and he wrote moral stories in rhymed couplets. Then came the French Revolution and the Napoleonic Wars, and the poets sang new songs. Mr. Crabbe continued to write moral stories in rhymed couplets. I think he must have read the verse of these young men who were making so great a stir in the world, but I fancy he found it poor stuff. Of course, much of it was. But the odes of Keats and of Wordsworth, a poem or two by Coleridge, a few more by Shelley, discovered vast realms of the spirit that none had explored before. Mr. Crabbe was as dead as mutton, but Mr. Crabbe continued to write moral stories in rhymed couplets. I've read desultorily the writings of the younger generation. It may be that among them a more fervid Keats, a more ethereal Shelley, has already published numbers the world will willingly remember. I cannot tell. I admire their polish. Their youth is already so accomplished that it seems absurd to speak of promise. I marvel at the felicity of their style, but with all their copiousness, their vocabulary suggests that they fingered Roger's thesaurus in their cradles. They say nothing to me. To my mind, they know too much and feel too obviously. I cannot stomach the heartiness with which they slap me on the back or the emotion with which they hurl themselves on my bosom. Their passion seems to me a little anemic, and their dreams a trifle dull. I do not like them. I am on the shelf. I will continue to write moral stories in rhymed couplets, but I should be thrice a fool if I did it for aught but my own entertainment.